Right now, you're listening to Hip Hop Digest with E Green, King Killer B, and Kurt G.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Fab Five Freddy, direct from New York City. Today, we're celebrating one of the most important innovations in hip hop music, the break. On August 11, 1973, a DJ named Kool Herc threw a back-to-school party in the boogie-down Bronx that changed music as we know it. Using two turntables, he extended the instrumental breaks, allowing people to dance longer, a style that came to be known as breakdancing. Next came the MC, or the master of ceremonies, who added rhymes over the beat to get the party going and flowing. In the years since DJ Kool Herc's first party, hip-hop culture has become a major force across music, dance, art, fashion, and a whole lot more. On this historic anniversary, we're inviting you to join the celebration and be the DJ with two turntables and a crate full of hot records. Come on, y'all, let's get this party started.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, E. Smizzle, or whatever you want to call me today. I was just regular-ass E. Green last week, so I do some different shit. But it ain't just us today. We got one of the most famous Puerto Ricans in the world.
Oh, shit.
On the show.
Fat Joe? Is it Fat Joe?
Nah, this ain't Medium Joe.
Not Medium Joe.
He ain't checking for us right now. This is a man who was recently... What'd they do? They swiped his shit and try to say it was their music or something. What's up? Cookbook the PR. What's up, brother?
What up, yo? Ding, 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 ding. Third round knockout. Cookbook in the house. Ready to go.
That's right.
This is good. Welcome to the show, Cookbook.
Man, thanks for having me, man. Man, I'm so excited to be here. I love the show, and I love to start talking some shit with the digest.
All right. No doubt. So let's get right in, and I'm going to wish everybody a happy recording day.
Happy recording day, sir.
So first I want to shout out to Houston Socialite, who was saying, oh, yo, you just getting the rap yearbook? Yeah. I only got it because Questlove and them motherfuckers is doing a documentary. Other than that, I wouldn't have got the book. Now, I'm not saying the book ain't good. I'm just saying, yeah, I'm just getting the book. And I don't have a problem with the book until the year 2008, which is pretty good for me. So I'm just going to run down 2008 and beyond, and then you guys can kind of chime in. 2008, a Millie, a Lil Wayne. I mean, the beat, but really? I mean, you know,
motherfucker, I'm ill.
And that's eight. And who did that? A-Rap music, right?
I think so.
It wasn't A-Rap music. It wasn't A-Rap music. It was
oh, he did that other shit. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Whatever that kid is, a drummer or somebody.
Either way, whoever.
Drummer boy?
One of them niggas.
Either way, whoever did a Millie didn't get paid and they was suing Birdman.
Right,
and shit.
Yeah.
So. Anyway.
Everybody's suing Birdman. Yeah. He's not suing Birdman these days.
No doubt.
But it ain't working.
Anyway.
Y'all finished, y'all done.
So anyway, let me go through the list really quickly. 2009, Drake, Best I Ever Had. That's the only chapter I read. I'm still trying to understand. I don't get it, but, you know,
best
whatever.
Best I Ever Had. The beat's not bad.
Okay, but anyway, let me go ahead and get through 2010, Monster, Kanye West. 2011,
whack.
Niggas in Paris, whack. 2012, Macklemore, Same Love. I mean, we doing that? I mean... 2013, Control. I mean, you know, that's another. No.
I think it's a Janet Jackson.
Oh, shit.
Janet Jackson Control came back.
Oh, shit. I know Big Sean would be mad about that. And 2014 was Lifestyle. That's Rich Homie and Young Thug and them niggas. I'm just like, really? I mean, 2008 and beyond. But you know, everything else in the book, I can't wait to read it. I can't wait to see the documentary. Shout out to Houston Socialite.
So yeah, sounds good, man.
Yeah, so that.
What's wrong with a Millie, man? Come on, man.
That takes
what's
care
wrong with
of that. Well, that's too long of a conversation. So let's get into the first topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Is hip hop turns 44 today as of recording day. And everybody was wilding on the Google. And the Google, what do you call that shit?
the front page
header. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So anyway, Google got involved with celebrating hip hop's birthday. They were standing in front of Sedgwick Avenue, took some pictures. The 1973 party in the Bronx, and then the copy goes on to say, "Kool Herc originated a style of playing two version records on two different turntables, extending the break." So, and what they did is put up this interactive two turntables and a fader.
And Wifey was hooked.
And Wifey was on it.
Wifey was hooked on that shit today, B. I'm telling you, she's talking about, oh, look at that. She's a DJ Mama's in the house.
Wow. Everybody was a DJ today.
I was like, okay.
I gotta admit, yo, I was fucking with that shit, yo.
Damn.
She was in there getting her, she's in there trying to get her blend on. She was fucking with that shit. I'm telling you, for hours,
hold
B.
Hold on. All respect due to Wifey, but King Killer was a fucking push button DJ today?
He was doing it, man.
Yeah, for about 20 minutes, well. Yo.
Hey,
yo, man, can King Killer live, man? What's up, man?
So anyway,
get a little DJing.
So anyway, let's talk about at 44, or you know, I know real, you know, historians are gonna be like, ah, nigga was older than that. Some people are gonna say it's younger than that. We'll go ahead and stick with the 44 for now. But let's just be 100, okay? Let's give some props to people who really didn't get any props. Okay, Grand Wizard Theodore. Okay, point blank. Nobody's arguing the fact he created scratching. Okay, does anybody got a problem with that?
No problem.
Nope, okay. Not at all.
I think the biggest thing that came from that I found in a couple of forums is that people were saying Flash didn't really invent the fader. Well, not really the fader. I should say the crossfade, because the fader was already invented. Okay, the fader was already invented, and of that, but the crossfade. And so, what you got to realize is that what Herc and Flash were using were early GLI mixers. Okay, that was the standard. That was the poor man's Bozak mixer. Now, if you know anything about Bozak,
get off the Bozak.
And you know anything about you know anything about Richard Long systems, and you know anything about that period of DJing, all the way from the Paradise Garage, all the way up to Studio 54. I mean, Bozak mixers is probably about $5,000. Okay.
Oh yeah, get off the boat.
Kool Herc and Flash. Kool Herc and Flash couldn't afford that shit.
Yeah, man. Me and Kenny couldn't afford that.
So anyway, by way of Flash, who basically just invented a switch box that he mounted on top of the GLI mixer to jive, give him a crossfader because of the way they styled and played the music, a la breakbeats. Okay, so you know, shout out to Google, shout out to Fat Five Freddy who was involved in that. To all involved, that was dope. That was a big up, and I'm sure everybody worldwide was fucking with that fader today. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Alphabet.
A lot of social media DJs was out there today.
Yeah, no doubt. So definitely shout out to that. So next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, this is crazy, yo. Right now, I'm just going to say that the name of the topic is Generational Divide. Because there's a whole generation, while we're celebrating, we're fucking with that fader and flipping through some breakbeats on Google. There's a whole generation of people who's not fucking with that. But this goes into the context of Generational Divide. Run DMC, a sister by the name of Tony Blackman and another gentleman by the name of D. Watkins, didn't get his last name. They were on a quick 2-minute talk show and they were talking about the generational divide. And quickly about the generational divide, they said Mr. Watkins, after DMC waxed poetically about young niggas don't have no knowledge, and then the young lady was like, all these young niggas are whack and they know they whack. So the only thing they can do is call us old and washed up. But Mr. Watkins says, I'm going to stick up for my generation. Miss Blackman and DMC grew up before the explosion of crack cocaine. So they had elders in the neighborhood that give them great advice and knowledge. Many of the elders that was supposed to be grandfathering me and my generation was on crack.
Damn.
We came of age in the 90s, so we got caught up in selling and using drugs, and we never fully developed the respect for our previous generation. Is that too simplistic, or is that getting something that we haven't really discussed on the Digest?
I think it's a good point. I don't know. I mean, I listen to you guys hate on the new generation a lot, but you might have a little. I mean, I think both sides are kind of right in a way. Like, yeah, that contributes to it, but it doesn't take away the fact that, you know, if you got a brain and you're able to learn, you can still learn about your predecessors and where this shit came from, in my opinion, you know, regardless. It's like a kid who was abused as a kid, they can use that excuse, but like, yo, once you're 18 and you're an adult or whatever, like, yeah, that was terrible that happened to you, but guess what? Now you're responsible for what you know and what you do going forward. That's how I feel about it.
Okay, I feel that. I'm just going to use myself as an example, okay? Me, Kurt G, Square Week, Jive-All grew up in the same project. There wasn't a lot of dads at the crib.
Nope.
Okay? I'm just being trill.
No, no, no.
And if they were there, it was occasionally.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know who that is exactly true, because even though we were raised in the 70s and 80s, we were coming out of a terrible heroin epidemic from the 60s. A lot of dads weren't in the crib. The welfare state had the man in the house rules.
Hell yeah.
So even if you had a dad and your mom was getting welfare benefits, that nigga couldn't stay at the crib. And they had people coming to the crib, investigating, looking in closets, drawers, to see if there was evidence of a man in the house.
Welfare check.
Yeah, no doubt. Check that movie out if you want to know what's good about that. So, you know, where Cookbook says, yeah, I feel that. You know what I mean? I feel that 100, but I don't know about that. I took my cues from the few men that were in the neighborhood who tried to give me knowledge, and I didn't listen intently, you know? And I didn't have a dad in the crib.
You know, that's a good point, and it is kind of true. It's like every generation had their drug or their problem, whether it could have been alcoholism in the damn 50s. It don't matter. You're right. I think it's not necessarily a good excuse. And like 10 years from now, the kids are going to be like, yo, man, you don't even know what it was like when I was growing up. My pops was addicted to Molly's, man. He was always smiling and hugging me and shit. So, you know.
Yeah. Let's hope that's Molly's.
Right. I mean, I guess the point I'm saying is that I'm not, for this generational divide, I'm not dissing, other than the fact that, you know, why is saying that somebody doesn't rhyme particularly well? And I'm not talking about stylistic. I'm not talking about computer generated beats and the sound. This is the sound of their generation. Everybody's generation is allowed to have their sound. I don't have a problem with that. I'm just saying, when are we going to get to the point where we can have everyone have their own opinion? I like, I dislike, I love, I hate. Okay, that's cool. Everybody's entitled to that. Okay, but what about the standard?
When are we going to get to the point of calling a whack nigga whack?
That's all.
If you can't rhyme, you can't rhyme.
That's all.
We're not hating. The nigga can't rhyme.
That's not allowed anymore. You can't hear that shit? That's not been allowed for years.
Do you not hear that shit? Do you not hear what he's saying? No, you don't understand what he's saying, huh? Okay, I get it.
So, you know, but that's what's up, you know. So anyway, and we really should be really more in a celebratory mode considering hip-hop's birthday, if you want to say today. Again, some scholars are, you know, they're going to debate that for a little bit, but in any case, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, we're going to stay in the realm of DJing for a little bit. Okay? Congratulations to DJ Pearly, who is the first woman to win the DMC National DJ Battle. History was made on Saturday, woohoo! August 5th. Okay, when DJ Pearly became the first woman to win the DMC US Finals. The event was hosted by Lord Finesse and featured a rare DJ set from the remaining Executioners. Okay. Now, this is Miss Pearly. She said, when I heard my name called as the USA champ, I was surprised. I was overwhelmed. I couldn't believe it, et cetera, et cetera. She was really happy. The first woman, in addition to winning the battle, she won a Reign 72 mixer. Hot off the presses. More on that later. Okay.
She must be really nice.
Okay. Now, there's the problem. I'm not saying she wasn't nice. Actually, I watched about four videos. There's no video of the actual competition that I've seen on YouTube as of yet. But I did watch about four videos of DJ Pearly. What made her endearing to me that she wasn't using cue points excessively. So now I'm talking to my DJs out there. If you got a modern mixer, you got a Reign 62, if you got a Pioneer S9, or any of the numerous MIDI controllers, you know how easy it is, okay, to program the cue point. And when they put these six-year-olds on the wheels, and they're cutting and scratching, them motherfuckers is hitting the button as much as they're cutting. Now,
you gotta bring that record back to the beginning.
They're not spinning it back to the beginning.
No, you're not. You're hitting that button.
Right, they're hitting the cue point. But anyway, the point I'm saying, she didn't use a lot of cue point. She was spinning. But, man, a fracas broke out under the comments who was like she didn't deserve the win. She was sloppy. There was a lot of other DJs who could have won. It seemed like it was, what do you call that shit? Politically correct? Or no, not politically correct. Maybe affirmative action. I don't know. But Katz was heated because of that shit.
Title IX?
Hey, whatever. I'm just saying, yo, she won and Katz really had a problem with that. You know, for whatever reason, you know. Which gets me down to really the whole situation with DJing. First of all, and this is shout out to DMC, yo. I mean, DMC DJ World Championships. Now, I know any of you guys, and you should know, but I know you don't. Do you know what DMC actually stands for?
Yes.
You said yes?
I said I'm not going to guess.
Oh, okay.
Blank's here, buddy.
Cookbook, what's good?
I don't know, man. You got me.
All right. DMC is actually a very old, and it actually stands for Disco Mix Club.
Wow.
Okay. DMC goes way back. Okay. But then they started having a DJ contest. In 1986, DJ Cheese was the first DMC worldwide title holder.
DJ Cheese. Go off.
From word of mouth. Plainfield, New Jersey. Stand up.
Yes, sir.
No doubt. So anyway, let me give you a backstory about that very first championship, okay? The unhappy runner-up was a gentleman by the name of Orlando Vroom. He was from Holland, and he grabbed the mic from the person who was hosting the DMC event, okay, and yelled what is infamous to this day in this whole competition. He said, what is this, a mixing competition or a scratching competition? When DJ Cheese showed up at the DMC in 86, yo, they had no fucking clue. They knew what scratching was, but they didn't think he was going to actually do it at the competition. Up until then, it was a mixing competition.
Oh, so when Cheese came in there cutting, they was like, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Yeah, but he won.
And it's been changed ever since.
And it's been changed ever since. So, but anyway, but getting back to DJ Pearly, I believe that she is a deserving champion. I'm not saying that because she's a woman. I think that she has room to grow, but I think the DMC is going to have to change up. I think they really got to really think about divisions. And I think they really should do like division number one would be plain records with no computer assist.
Right.
That means no Serato, no cue points, no nothing. Just plain records. Okay? See, that's going to separate the men from the boys and the girls from the women. Okay? Just plain records. And then the next division couldn't be computer assist. You're on your new mixers. You got Reign, Traktor, you know, whatever platform you use, go for it. You know what I mean? Then you can set up another division. CDJs. Then you can set up another division, straight push buttons. I mean, these motherfuckers DJing with this pushing buttons and making weird faces in front of the wheels and shit. They do more weird faces and posing than they do cutting. And then two, what is really to me ridiculous is that these whole programs are set up to the millisecond. So you got these DJs and they're cutting a million miles an hour and they're hitting the cue point and they're switching records so fast, you don't know exactly what and where they're cutting. So, you know, it's not like putting on Dance to the Drummer's beat and you know what that is, and you know what the breaks are. Okay? So when he's cutting it specifically, you'd be like, damn, he's really doing it. This whole shit is pre-programmed. So that's what I would like to see in the change up in the DMC DJ competition. So
Different divisions.
Okay.
When you say divisions, do you mean like round one is just records, and then if you make it past that, round two or actual different contests? Like,
no,
so
just
you right. Push button DJs. You won
right.
First place of push
yes,
button.
Yes, exactly. That's what I mean.
Gotcha.
All the push okay. button. There should be a champion of push buttons.
So you're going to be the push button champion.
Got it. Yeah, I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Just like
that doesn't sound that hot though, yo. Hey, yo, DMC champion. But yeah, push button champion.
Hey, I ain't dissing. I'm just saying.
Somebody happy to win that though.
Yeah, I ain't dissing.
Oh, I'm sure, bro.
So let me give you some background. Continuing on the DJ theme, let me give you some background. Now that is different from the new music seminar. Okay, the new music seminar was founded by Tom Silverman of Tommy Boy Records. Okay, and they also basically brang in, and that's what it's called, is what it was, new music seminar. All the new MCs came to the new music seminar, new music came to the new music seminar, as well as everything else. Classic battles happen at the new music seminar. So the new music seminar of 1986, DJ Jazzy Jeff versus Barry B. Obviously, everybody knows Jeff won it. I haven't seen any video of that. They claim that there is. I don't know. Other battles. DJ Cash Money versus Jazzy Joyce. There's your lady right there, 87.
Cash Money was just so fucking vicious.
Cash Money again. Cash Money again later that year versus Joe Cooley in 1988.
Dang.
Now, let me tell you something. That is probably the most disputed battle in the history of DJ competitions, because they really said Joe Cooley came out from the West Coast and whooped ass and said the only reason why Cash Money won it is because East Coast bias. I don't know. There is
you
video.
You talking about Joe Cooley as in Rodney Owen Joe Cooley?
Yes, sir. Right? Yes, sir. Okay. So that's just 100. Okay. Once again, Philadelphia was steady repping in the 80s. DJ Miz against DJ Aladdin.
Miz.
So, no doubt. And this list actually...
Was Tap Money in there?
Tap Money wasn't in there. This list is actually courtesy, I believe, of Rob Swift. I think that's where I got it from. And the number one battle of all time, according to Rob Swift, was the X-Men against the Invisible Scratch Pickles,
wow.
1996, at the International Turntable List Foundation battle during Rocksteady Crew weekend. I actually watched that. The X-Men was really doing their things, but the Invisible Scratch Pickles, my nigga...
That name, my nigga, it sounds so fucking woo! Crazy. The Invisible right. Scratch Pickles.
Nigga, woo, nigga, wow, no. Yo. Them niggas.
Dill sauce.
Yo, I'm sorry. There was no winner declared, but if you ask me, Scratch Pickles. Oh, my God. Yeah, no doubt. So, and anyway, so that's what's good with DJing, yo. The whole theme, hip hop. Back to the breakbeats, really DJing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's nothing wrong. Yeah, look, there's nothing wrong with the computer assist. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with the computer assist. You know what I mean? So, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not dissing it. And speaking of the computer assist, if you want to go out and buy a Pioneer S9 mixer, okay, get ready to get a horse and choke him, because you're going to stuff $1,600 down the horse's throat. All right? That Rain 72, which looked like it copied the Pioneer S9. There's a big battle between Rain and Pioneer coming up. I can see it, my nigga. This shit's getting crazy. I guarantee you that Rain's every bit of $2,000. You can stuff some more money down the horse's throat while he chokes.
Peter is going to give you a note.
They need to go back to that Bozak, see? You're right.
So shout out. So shout out to everything involved, yo. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is LL Cool J to become the Kennedy Center's first hip hop honoree. And it's funny, on the text chain today, LL Cool J was a frequent topic of conversation.
Is cannabis up for that too, though?
No, cannabis not up for that.
Here we go.
Exactly.
Cannabis not up for that. So, other honorees are Gloria Estefan, Lionel Richie, and Norman Lair, who said, I'm not going because I don't fuck with Trump. Courtesy of Norman Lair. What's up with LL? How come he's? I mean, what's good?
LL said, I'm going to get that award. I'm going. That's what he said. Man. I'm going to get it. I don't care if Trump's in office.
Cookbook, that's your man.
Hey, yo, man, I don't know, man. What can you say, man? He just wants that accolade. He wants it. He's like, it's not my fault Trump's in office. Let me get that award, though.
Okay, that's real. Hey, congratulations to LL, man. I'm not mad. I mean, let me tell you something. I'm definitely not mad at you know, the honoree. I guess, you know, hip-hop's first honoree, you know. No doubt, you know. That's what's good.
LL Cool J is winning today, man. That's my boy. Oh, he's been winning his
damn.
Whole life.
Damn.
No doubt. No
cookbook doubt. Stan, the Puerto Rican.
Yo, so, I'm just trying to get like LL.
So the next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, I don't want to take any shine away from Kurji's world famous albums of the week, but this is under Let the Veterans In. Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Price, the Come Imperial on. Rex. You gotta get it. The late, great Sean Price. I miss him. I mean, what can I say about that? You just gotta get it.
That album is fire. Pure fire, man. Oh. I'll buy anything Sean Price puts out, but I'm not even speaking from a biased place. The album is just fire, man.
Oh, so you heard it already?
Hell yeah. I bought it the first day it came out. Like, oh, okay. I said, I'm diehard Sean Price.
That's real. They got it on a nice marble white vinyl that I'm getting ready to buy, too.
Ooh. Yeah, so, that's it.
Can't just have a regular shit, huh?
Hey, B, I'm just saying.
Exactly.
No, but that's just going to sell out so fucking fast, your head will spin. So,
what you guys hear that Sean Price featuring LL, though? Mm. I can't even speak on that one.
Oh, my God, man. Imagine that, though.
I don't know. It depends, man. If LL shows up with a if LL shows up with a camera crew and a script, it could be whack.
It would be whack, and probably half of the record would be about him being whack.
No doubt. All right. So next topic.
Can I just say something about LL real quick before? I mean, cause, you know, I just want to ask Mr. Cookbook. I am a fan of the old LL. I think I'm a fan of LL from Ill Bomb Back. And then there's some other fucking shit in there that was like, nah. What was LL's last hit to you, sir?
His last hit that I liked or his last hit?
Whichever one you feel like answering. Both. I don't care. I'm just wondering.
I mean, I like, when I started really paying attention to LL or being a part of the LL world would be like the Mama Said Knock You Out. Like, that era was great to me of LL. But I've enjoyed a few of his selections along the way, I must say.
I don't know the name of the selection, and somebody would have to remember this. I think, to me, LL's last good record, I think it was on Freeway's album.
Oh, I know what it is. That one, it was like they did that.
Yes, man, him and Freeway.
That was a good record.
Yo, him and Freeway was going back and forth.
It's on LL's record.
It's on LL's? Record. Okay.
Freeway, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know the name of the song either, but that's a hot one.
Yes. I mean, so yeah. LL
that
got
was in the 2000s. Yeah. That was in the 2000s.
No doubt.
Gotta give him
love. Yeah, look no doubt.
Tell these little kids LL who Freeway is.
Huh?
I told you guys LL wins again, man. Come on, man.
You better tell these kids who Freeway is, and we're not talking about the one from out here. We're talking about one over there.
Really Freeway, bro. That fool is hard as hell.
So, yeah, no doubt. So, I, to me, if you're asking me, my LL's last good record, it was that. for me.
Respect. Okay, respect.
So that was a little while ago, right?
It was a little while ago.
Hey, but you wasn't fucking with them pink cookies, though?
I have that on 12-inch, yo.
We still love that record. Yo, still.
That was a great record. It was weird. It was hella weird, but it was tight.
But that was before Il Bomb, though.
You're right. I know. You're right.
So I think I checked out the U-Log after Il Bomb.
The U-Log, what is this, Christmas?
That's what we call LL. That's our nickname for him. So anyway, so since we're on LL, and I want to get out of LL quickly, but I want to say, I'm curious at the Kennedy Center Honors, what LL records will he walk out to? He's going to walk out to Rock the Bells. He's going to walk out to Mama Said Knock You Out. Is he going to walk out to Going Back to Cali? I mean, what is he going to present him?
It's got to be one of the first two. It's got to be. It's got to be either Rock the Bells.
Ooh, do you love?
Oh, my God.
Are you sure?
I need a runaway, girl. We love you. Where my ladies at, Kennedy Center?
Yo, I mean,
that's what he's walking out to.
Yo, that could be embarrassing, yo. That's all. See, when you go to an honor like that, yo, you know what I'm saying? You wonder what they're gonna present him with, you know?
If it was me, I would come out to Mama Said Knock You Out all day, every day. Just hype everybody up. White people,
it won't be backseat of my cheek.
Shit, that's absurd, right?
Oh shit.
All right, sorry, sir. I'm disrupting the show and shit.
Nah, it's all good. I mean, we was on LL anyway, so that was a good situation. That was a good retrospective right there. I appreciate that.
I told you, Swervo. LL is winning all day, every day.
So anyway, now that we got Kurt G back here, it's time to find out the results of last week's Versus series, Mantronics versus Mantronics. Now, again, I'm saying Mantronics versus Mantronics because Mantronics is a producer you never hear. Everybody's going to say Primo, Pete Rock, Dre, you know what I mean? Pharrell, Timberland, blah, 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 blah. But you're never going to hear Mantronics.
Don't say blah, blah, blah.
So I'm just saying. So, okay. And it was Mantronics versus Mantronics. Kurt G,
ooh,
Needle to the Groove, or the Mantronics produced Cold Getting Dumb.
B, that's a toughie for me. Because that Needle to the Groove, son, the edits in there was incredible. There's incredible edits in that Needle to the Groove. But I just remember the parties we used to do. And that Cold Getting Dumb. That beat, the way it used to drop, and the floor used to get packed.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm gonna give the slight nod to Cold Getting Dumb.
Swerve.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Mantronics on this one. Oh wait,
that's not an answer, dog. That's just not an answer.
I tried to slide one in there, but I'm gonna go with the same one. I mean, that shit is just incredible, B. That, I mean, you just get a whole feeling when that shit was on, and when you brought it up, it brought that same feeling back when I went and listened to it again the other day.
All right, Kogan Dumb. Cookbook, you got an opinion on the Versus series?
I mean, I'm going to have to go with LL on this one, man. What can I say?
Oh, shit.
Featuring Cannabis.
Damn, nigga.
Okay, that's what's good. Okay, for me, King Killer, yo, I'm just going to, you know, just point blank, yo. It's Cold Getting Dumb. I mean, oh, man, that beat is absolutely incredible. And that's not to take anything away from Needle to the Groove, because that has a lot of personal meaning for me. But Cold Getting Dumb looks like it's going to win in a sweep. And that's what's good. But I just wanted to give Mantronics, yo, a little bit of light, yo, because you never hear about Mantronics, yo.
Blend in. Mm-hmm. Came in. He did it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Which one is Mantronics' like biggest hit? Like just the one that most people know right off top.
Oh boy, I mean,
I'm just being honest, like I definitely know the name Mantronics, but in my brain right now I cannot like hear a record.
I don't know. I think if you put on Fresh Is the Word.
I was saying that's what comes to my mind.
Yeah.
I have to go listen to it. I'm sure I know it. No disrespect to Mantronix. No disrespect.
Oh, but you know what? Word is born. Mantronix is a little bit before your time, and I wouldn't really expect you to be up on that, but that's why I bring him up. So maybe the younger cats can go see what the fuss is all about, you know? So check him out. I mean, in his production, obviously his own group, Mantronix, he was really the lead producer over at Sleeping Bag Fresh for a period of 3 years strong. I mean, he did his own group. He did Just Ice. Hanson and Davis. He did Hanson and Davis.
Hungry for Your Love.
Right. He did Hungry for Your Love. He did Joyce Sims. Teela Rock. Yeah. I mean, so the production over there. Yeah, the production at Mantronix is crazy. So, you know.
Oh, respect. He needs that light then.
That's what's good. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, let's see, which one am I going to do next? Oh, this is one. I seen this, yo. I felt some kind of way.
You got in your feelings.
Yeah, a little bit. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, Kodiak Black is not happy about Master P wanting payment for his mentorship.
Wow. Is he surprised? He's really surprised. Yeah. Surprised.
You should be King Killer Cleo on this one. You said that this nigga was going to do this.
Yo, I felt some kind of way though. Check it out. The following is his extremely odd and uncomfortable interview when Kodiak Black was up at the Breakfast Club. When Kodiak Black was like, you know, he went ham on that yellow hose shit. Master P offered to mentor the 20-year-old Florida rapper. As it turns out, Master P's intentions were not exactly pure. According to Black, Master P tried to charge him for his mentorship, a move that is not sitting right with the rapper. And I'm trying to paraphrase your boy Kodiak Black. Master P thought I was a fool. Kodiak Black told his friends on Instagram, I still fuck with P, but you know what I'm saying? I ain't no motherfucking fool. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no motherfucking fool. He said that twice. I ain't gonna pay no nigga for no game.
Fuck that. Fuck that. You're not just gonna be charging me for some shit that I could get for free. Fuck that.
He could probably get all the game he needs from YouTube.
I'm gonna clap back. Fuck that.
I can still understand too many of your words, brother.
Nigga's like, nigga, he was like, no celebrity. Fuck that.
Yellow hose.
I mean, black African Americans.
Don't fuck with black bitches.
Damn.
So, but hold up, let's see if we get serious for a minute, yo. We sit up here all day talking about old heads trying to mentor youngins with knowledge, this, that, and the third. Yo, what the fuck is up with P, my nigga? He gonna charge him?
P, you should be patting yourself on the back right now. You should be breaking your elbow right now, my nigga. You just said this shit. You was like, this nigga, he has impure feelings. He's gonna come in here and he's probably trying to go ahead and just straight be shiesty on this shit. That's how you felt about it.
That's true, but I
was giving P the benefit of the doubt. I was saying that maybe he is really trying to just school
in
the
young. In my heart, I'm thinking P gonna pull the young nigga to the side and at least depart some knowledge. You know, just regular.
He's just trying to keep his ass out of jail.
It should be that way.
That's what it should be.
With this big debate between like these new heads not respecting and then the old heads, quote unquote, getting angry all the time, like that was a moment where P could have like maybe even bridged the gap a little bit. Instead, he trying to put some money in his pockets, dude. No wonder, like that like setting fools back. Now we trying to bridge gaps and he just tore it down.
Yo, and that's what got me. That's why I felt some type of way. Not that P is a motherfucking is a shyster, that he is, but goddamn, I'm thinking at some point, you know, even P as an older guy who didn't rhyme very well, but as an older guy at least trying to clear, you know, steer little Kodiak from end up going 40.
And he's perfect. An older guy who didn't rhyme very well, mentoring the new guys that don't rhyme very well. It's a perfect blend.
You gotta remember, yo, he's still waiting trial for sexual battery in South Carolina. He's still gotta go to trial for
that. Let me give y'all a little bit of food for thought, a la cookbook. Food for thought. Get that? Anyway,
Ooh, I like that.
Was it not in the news?
What?
It was in the news. We were talking about it. Somewhere it became a topic. So it was in the news is what I'm saying, right? So it was public knowledge that P was helping, right?
Yeah.
So right there, you should have known it was a fucking problem. Instead of just going and doing it, somehow, like the fucking episodes of Power, it just got out there. So being that it got out there, that just tells me that it was somebody was putting cameras on, shining lights and shit, instead of just doing shit. So, you know, we didn't trust it from the beginning, from the get-go. Whichever side you didn't trust it on, it was like, yeah, really, what is this? And now here you are.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, P was trying to pad his pockets with some of that new money.
All right, come on, B. Yo, that shit just sounds totally, totally fucked up. I mean, a young nigga who needs a little bit of guidance and who is at least willing. Okay, what else do we say about the young niggas? Well, we end up saying fuck them young niggas because they don't want to hear us anyway.
He was reaching out to P.
Right.
And P tried to get him.
Yeah.
So
I mean, if P wanted to make money, he should have did it for free, and then he would have established himself a little bit more back in the game in, you know, 2017, not 1997. And then there would have been opportunities in the future for him, maybe in different avenues. Not trying to get a couple of pennies off of this fool right now.
Let's play, boy. Y'all not gonna sit up here and talk about me. You know, I got respect for everybody, but I don't want y'all talking about me.
Try to make him say,
oh. Oh, shit. That's what's good.
Let that man cook.
Yeah, he cooking all right.
All right. So, okay. So, I guess we got Kurt G. Are you ready? I'm prepping you now.
Oh, I'm ready, B.
Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week, we got Eclipse Esoteric. That's Eclipse Esoteric. And we got Foreign Legion New School Rap Game EP. That's Foreign Legion New School Rap Game EP. An instrumental joint is Flick of Diablo and Nose from The Last Corner. That's Flick of Diablo and Nose from The Last Corner.
All right. Swerve, what you got left over?
Oh, well, before we do that, I'm going to ask my man, Mr. Cookbook there. Like, you know, I done been on your show a couple of times, bruh, but, you know, for those that don't know, let's talk to the world about what you got going on.
Wait, hold on. Let's back this up.
What happened?
You've been on the show before. Did you get the questions that everybody else gets? You have albums and all that stuff.
Well, he has been on the show before.
Did we give him those questions?
We did not. But you want me to give him those questions?
Yes. We want to know who your top three.
All right. So, no, top three. Okay. MCs? All right. Okay. Yes. You're per. Okay. Here we go. Cookbook, welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show.
Wait, we got to do it all over?
No, I'm just fucking with you, yo. Okay. So, usually what we do on the show is because, and the only reason why I did that, because he has been on the show before, I didn't. But I will do it again. Okay. Since you're on the Hip Hop Digest Show, there's a couple of questions that we got to ask right off the break, and we didn't because you are a returning guest. But I ask,
no,
here we go. Cookbook, what is your personal top three MCs?
It can't be all LL Cool J either.
Can't be what?
There can't be three LL Cool J's in there.
I know, like LL, Uncle L. No, I'm just kidding. Nas, Andre 3000, and what's the one more I want to pick? Might be a little more obscure, man. It's hard to pick. Maybe like a West Coast dude named Micah 9, or maybe Elzai.
Right.
I hold those dudes in some high regard.
That's what's good.
It's hard to narrow it down, but the first two are easy for me, hands down.
Okay, that's real.
Okay.
All right, and what is the first hip hop rap record, single, cassette that you bought with your own money?
Oh, man. So, my own money?
Yes.
I think it was either People's Instinctive Travels.
Okay.
Or maybe 3 Feet High and Rising.
Okay.
All right. All right.
But the first rap album I ever got without my own money, like my mom buying it for me, at around, I want to say, really young, maybe like 6 years old, I used to listen to rap on a little radio I had, and I begged my mom, and I got the second Fat Boys album.
Okay.
Oh, Fat Boys are back.
Fat Boys are
yeah,
back.
Yeah, that's the one. And I did, you know, I heard rap. I was like, just very young, like my son's age. Mom, please, please, please. And she bought it for me, man.
Okay.
So that's it, man.
All right. You satisfied with that, G?
Yes, okay. Yes. Okay, we had to bring him in correctly.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, I have a topic for the digest.
Oh, shit.
There is a fake-ass motherfucking cookbook out there dropping albums trying to steal my name.
Uh-oh.
Oh, is it for real?
This is for real. So, like, my Instagram and Twitter started blowing up. Like, dudes was like, yo, we about to check out your new album. Like, fans and stuff. Like, dude, congrats on the new album. I was like, new album? And I started looking through. And some dude dropped the album called Recipes. And his name is Cookbook. So, he releases it and it attaches to everything that has to do with me, like on Spotify or on iTunes or wherever you listen to music. It just looks like it's my new album.
Wow.
And I'm like, I can't find his Instagram. I can't find Twitter. I can't find nothing on this dude. I got people all over like the internet looking for me too. And they're like, man, we don't see nothing.
He don't need it. He got you.
Yeah, I know. He's just, you know what? It's cool as long as I get that money. But it's a,
if the music is whack?
It's whack, yo. It's literally a dude sing, like, listen to this, man. It's like these electro, real moody, like vibey beats, real slow. And it's a dude singing in falsetto, the whole thing, and all the lyrics are actual recipes. I ain't playing with y'all. He's like, put the carrots in the pot and boil it for 30 minutes.
Oh, my God. Sounds like a nightmare.
Oh, and you know what's even worse? I had one dude hit me up and was like, yo, the new album is fire, man. And I was like, wow, you listen to it?
Nigga, like, what was you
I'm like,
on?
I'm glad you like it, man, but that's not me. And I'm like, and you better not say this is my best album ever. I'm going to start crying, man.
Well, I don't know, yo. That's foul. I know, but we had some people try to co-opt the Digest name and shit, but we did a little bit of illegal ease on their asses. And
yeah, nigga.
That took, like, paperwork.
It took care of everything.
That nigga on YouTube was mad as shit, too.
If you
too.
Just look at my personal releases, I got them, like, 20 releases on iTunes. Like, dog, you had to know. One, just search on iTunes and watch how quick I come up. It's like, oh, whatever, man. We gonna get him. Don't worry. I'm gonna do like Eminem did Everlast. I'm gonna battle him in his style. So my battle raps are gonna be all falsetto.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
You gonna battle him in his arena?
Yep. I'm gonna shut his whole style down. Like, oh, you think you styling on me?
You gonna get on some McGregor? You gonna go to his arena?
Yeah. Watch me fuck around and get a huge hit. Still doing that. Man, that dude Cookbook, he don't even rap no more. It's all falsetto now.
Okay, Swerve, what's good, baby? You got anything left over?
Oh, man, you know, I always got to let the listeners know that we appreciate every single one of them. All 17. We up to 17.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the 17th.
No doubt. I want to give a shout out to everybody on the text chain. A couple people couldn't handle the heat, so y'all out there, be easy on them.
I partly take the blame for that, man, because I got the drama going with LL Cool J today. So my bad, text chain.
It's all good. So. All right.
Other than that, just we got the new merchandise on the website, whatever, on our whack ass website. We got the merchandise that ain't whack. So how about that?
Yeah, no
yes,
doubt.
Sir. And Cookbook, where can people get at you at?
Man, everywhere is at Cookbook the PR, as in Puerto Rican. Or you can find me at the new LL Cool J, but that's a different thing I'm doing. So, you know, but no, I'm just playing. At Cookbook the PR everywhere. You can check out my website is musicbycookbook.com. And that has everything, music, merch, all, you know, t-shirts, whatever.
right.
What's your podcast and the other shows, man?
So I have a podcast called Really Though, and that one is like more focused on like business mind states and success. We interview hip hop heads and kind of make it edutainment, you know what I mean? And then I got a radio show that I do every Thursday night called Stereotypes. And I also released that on my podcast feed. So if people want to hear that, they can just either go to 2mexhologram.com or just subscribe to me, Really Though. Just subscribe to my podcast and you get everything in one spot. You know, let's make it easy.
Really Though.
All right.
Really Though.
All right. The West Coast is shining tonight.
Yes, sir. That's right, son.
So that's what's good.
Lingo for y'all.
Yeah, so I guess we'll see y'all next week then, right?
Break yourself.
Yes, sir, fool.
Peace.
One.
Peace. Africa Bambaataa. Boom bap bibby, yeah, medulla oblongata, you. Think you nice, but I know somebody hotter with a crackhead mother and a piece of shit father. Niggas trying to free Mumia, I'm unraveling roach clips trying to free this reefer. Got a boot camp hat on, woo wear shirts, funk master flex lugs, looking like a fucking jerk. No money, clothes bummy, nose runny. Ben Metro card, 4-4 blow dummies. Listen, hop on the train in front of the cops. Popped in their brain, confronting the cops. I'm just stating the facts, no hating your whack. Throw the eight to your back, then skate with your trap.
Villains, villains. I'm so tired of genocide propaganda. My Miranda ain't been red. Homie, I'm out to slim. I got the panda feel. It's B-Ville, man of steel with the master pill. These young boys, daffodils. What you expect, my nigga? You ask for krills. It's ill how they restock the shelves with sheetrock. I peep hot. Got the reason fiends wanna detox. P got that 6-foot bounce, but out the east side. Peace, God. I just need the queen that wanna D-ride. I stay low key, firing on my G-high. Free ride, hunters get the peace sign. Catch them while they on they recline and turn up into a decline. Nissan nightmares of writing rhymes like this. Like, yeah, ideas triggered by niceness.
You did not answer the question.
Don't be so overly dramatic about it, Chuck. What you're saying, it's a falsehood, and they're giving Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts.
You've been played. Offbeat, grooving, Ruben Kincaid. Shoestrings to your toupee. Hey, fiasco like a Lupe. Nigga. A new day, big gun, son, I shoot cane. Don't care what the youth say. All small, smoking on Paul Walls. Fist confronts your front, nigga, your Paul Wall. I will clap at your neighbor hater. Fast paced Jamaican racer. The gold medal match the gold bezel. Science big headed motherfucker, the old devil. Listen, when I aim the knife, fam, and the plunge your heart, start blaming the white man. We hate son, put that work in the church, then the cremate nuns. You hope Sean fall, pray for my downfall, fuck a Pope John Paul. P, I go to war with your kids, they all ready to die like Notorious Big. I stay P with the gun rhymes, fam. You can't see in the sunshine, man. Knife to your face, embracing. Got money, top 20, Casey Kasem.
Wicked both ends, final earth turning. Whistle while you working, never was it perfect. But the hard 100, so it made it all worth it. Dedicated and determined, burn the wicked both ends, final earth turning. Whistle while you working, never was it perfect. But the hearts 100, so it made it all worth it. Show and prove, yo, my breath made it certified. Organic like love glossing over eyes. Butterflies landing on the pens of poets now. We gonna die, so I follow dreams in the ground. Worm food is success for the flesh I'm in. Kids left behind, yo, that's the best of it. Composition book notarized by the Nephilim. Wings on the cloud when I leave till a guest again. Love you.
Thanks for the love, fam. Write songs, make love, smoke to a slow jam. Gutter writing, thinking Lincoln Ave, yo, 90 shit. Where we at now? Can't fathom all the liars here. True to my being and what Grant said is honorable. Hate around my camp, bad intent, psh, not at all. Been down for decades with Mike in hand. Unlocking the floodgates so we water the land. Dive in.
Dedicated and determined. Burn the wicked both ends. Final earth turning. Whistle while you working. Never was it perfect, but the heart won 100, so it made it all worth it. Dedicated and determined. Burn the wicked both ends. Final earth turning. Whistle while you working. Never was it perfect, but the heart won 100, so it made it all worth it.
Paying you, yo, my songs are still purified. There's an essence and a strength that we couldn't hide. Making music every day and still losing time. It's my therapy and better yet, I'm doing fine. Many are technical but can't find the heartstrings. One way home, tunnel vision and it's darkening. Some think you'll make it with skills, not marketing. Labels are really in control, who are you arguing? Homie, I'll get in the ring with you anytime. Just know it will bring you a better vibe. The effort is extra to whatever you get in life, but also therapeutic, the music helps my fellow shine. No yes men or dick riders over here. We spar, stay in shape in our golden years. Brothers in arms who invite you to the sermon. Educated and deserving, always stay working.
Dedicated and determined. Burn the wicked both ends. Final earth turning. Whistle while you working. Never was it perfect, but the heart 100, so it made it all worth it. Dedicated and determined. Burn the wicked both ends. Final earth turning. Whistle while you working. Never was it perfect, but the heart's 100, so it made it all worth it.
If you can follow this, tell me if you're feeling this.
Variety of pedigree, old school melody.
Thinking the number competitive, pedantic weak.
These dudes recite poems in large forms.
We put NFC to the test,
but most MCs ain't ready yet.
To hear me out one time, you gots to be yourself.
We got the hard shit regardless.
My eyelids wide and I receive the first smile of dawn. Cracks horizons in the east garden. A new day, I throw some white upon my teeth. I'm headed to the Batcave to meet Robin. Woke up on the right side of my sleep and slide on my jeans. Good morning, brothers. Sunny side and from my peeps. A side of bacon when we're waking with the green. I'm tired of faking and I'm honestly relieved. Honestly, my illegit sword was born on a crisp morn. C-section performed with blades on a big stork. Pulled Excalibur from the stone. Realizing that my person is my throne. But repping like this, sweats and commits. Perfection is impossible, not like excellence is. High hopes, inevitable twists. Calm by the thrill, the cleverness gives. Surrender will forever resist.
Stay on top of this, see if you can follow this. Tell me if you're feeling this.
Variety of pedigree, old school melody.
Thinking the number competitive,
dependent. These dudes recite poems in large forms.
We put NFC to the test,
but most MCs ain't ready yet.
To hear me out one time, you gots to be yourself. We got the hard shit regardless.
Dit met heel mijn ziel en zaligheid. Sommige zielen die zie je verlieven zitten te zielen, pieten in aardigheid. Hebben zieling, dus zie me filosoferen. Ben niet de allerbeste, maar een man die het probeerde. Gemotiveerd en ten alle tijden heerlijk. Dus wil ik meer, ben ik bereid ervoor te leren. Wil ik die fancy kleren aan mijn lijf, dan moet ik eerder uit mijn bed om 4:30 voordat ik weer wat kan spenderen. Ik zweer het, ik vind het raar dat het zo gaat. Maar negativiteit is niet dat wat een mens omhoog haalt. En dan hoor je mensen klagen om een loopbaan. Iedereen wil naar de hemel, maar niemand wil ervoor doodgaan. En zodra is het geven en nemen. En ik neem het ervan, nog geef ik soms geen fuck om het leven. Jullie spreken, maar de key hoeft niet de ruggen te steken. Je kan mijn rug op, want ik zal never de rug met je delen. En zo ben ik.
Stay on top of this, see if you can follow this. Tell me if you're feeling this.
Variety of pedigree, old school melody.
Making the number competitive,
dependent.
These dudes recite poems in large forms.
We put NFC to the test,
but most MCs ain't ready yet.
To hear me out one time, you gots to be yourself. We got the hard shit regardless.
Golden information, but no lobbyist. Smoking blunts with anonymous, you ain't that obvious. Beats by the land,
Lord bless the beautiful partnership. Rise and shine, wake and bake for the fuck of it. Shit's academic, be the rhyming phonetic. Don't compare me with these rappers rhyming pathetic. I run this shit, be athletic, no crack junkie, ain't no addict. Smoking fatties in the alley, turn a valley in a rally. Y'all ain't ready, the whackness, praying when that shit stop. Sick of rap, still in love with hip-hop, that shit's rough. Feel me? Going paranoid so clearly, 80s payback. That's why this new gen don't hear me, fuck it. So I grab my nuts, second fly above it. Rather suffer being original than die like a puppet. So that's word on my balls, with a flow dropping jaws. Represent the elements until that mainstream falls.
Stay on top of this, see if you can follow this. Tell me if you're feeling this. Variety of pedigree, old school melody.
Sinking another competitive
These dudes recite poems in large forms.
We put NMC to the test,
but most MCs ain't ready yet.
To hear me out one time, you gots to be yourself.
We got the hard shit regardless.
Flow is mastered. Gangsta bars, a East Coast rapper getting involved. Niggas can't get with the guard. Got the Gran Torino flow, senior citizen bars. Niggas can rap, but I'm better. You put your money down, clown slap for cheddar. Used to rock Pumas like MC Shan. Now I shoot and pop boogers like no MC can. If niggas was as nice in the first place, then New York hip hop wouldn't be in the worst shape. Rapping crazy, whacking lazy, bars with no home training, slapping ladies. I pop shit in the shop blow, big time crime shoplifting at Costco. Pass that, who got the props? Blast that cat with the stacks, who got the guap?
We should have been dealt with it. The streets keep calling. We should have been dealt with it.
The mentality is money
orientated.
We should have been dealt with it.
I'm destined to live the dream for all my peeps who never made it.
I got a mind like no one you can find. Stay humble and wise, but I still got a hunger inside. I look in my kids' eyes, know I gotta provide. Put the drama aside, but never swallow my pride. I ain't comfortable, still pay the bills like a month or two late. So I ain't trying to show no free love to you. Versus G's enough, cause I gotta be re-ing up. Freeing up time to chill and show all my people love. Keep the drugs, I know that God say only he could judge. Trying to keep my feet above the flames, but they creeping up. Used to roll deep as fuck, knuckleheads, we was dumb. Neighbors called police is up, took the Puerto Rican rum. Leave the guns right in the grass and roll the reefer up. Mastermind, trying to pass the time, so I keep a cup. Keep your luck, I'm trying to control my own destiny. Especially when it come to my flesh and blood next to me. I die for my seeds, never for you fake friends. I ain't your man unless I knew you since the playpen. Take 10 minutes of your life, wash your sins away. Sit and pray, beg for forgiveness for what you did today.
We should have been dealt with it. The streets keep calling. With it. We should have been dealt with it.
The mentality is money orientated.
With it.
We should have been dealt with it.
The streets keep calling.
With it.
We should have been dealt with it.
But I'm destined to live the dream for all my peeps who never made it.
Watch out, and I tell you why, cause I'm Angie B. I might give you a try. Now
vibes and you're in a trance. And all you can think of is my sweet romance. Hey, Spoonie G, I'm Angie B, and I'd like to know what you got for me.
Well, I'm a cherry piece, sometimes I'm a plum. Sweetie sugar, baby, come on and get some of what you've been waiting for, my dear. That month by month, year by year, and that day by day, that week by week. Now you got a chance, girl, I'm at my peak. And my rap is strong, and my love is long, and I'm the ding of the bell before it goes down.
With my brown eyes and my cherry lips, you can't refuse my walnut hips. Everyone see me walk down the street, they know I'm the one with the foxy beat. And I can turn you on and I can turn you off, cause I got control, cause I am the boss. I'm like a knock-a-phone on the microphone. If you can't go with it, then you got to go home.
Steady, time for love, no time for hip hop. Ain't cause once I'm gone, girl, ain't no stopping. So thinking over shell, tell me what you gonna do, cause I've got love and all just for you.
You see, mama dog is what they say. I'm gonna rock Spoonie D in a vicious way. Well, I go by the name of the Wonder Girl. I'm gonna rock Spoonie D all over the world. I'm a beautiful lady, in and out. I was raised in the city of the beautiful South. You see, I like a man with plenty of charm, and if he got some money, can't do no harm. Professional, not a pro, not. I'm gonna rock this mic with my vicious side. You see, I'm just what the doctor ordered. Come on, woman, let me check out all your boys. I said some words you never heard, and now I'm humming your ear like a mockingbird. I'm just like the penicillin pill. I'll make you well as if you're ill. But if you're ill, can you understand? I'm like the pill they call Tristan.
Time of the day, cause I always have something to say. Like Spoonie, what's happening?
You Angie, baby, I gave you the ring.
See, I got you in my arms and I'm squeezing you tight. The warmth of my body's like dynamite. I'm a sonic listener, a mind twister. I'm Angie B, your soul sister. I'm right on time and I'm never late. So come on, blondie, and participate. I walk through hell without a sweat, and I swim the Langley Ocean without getting wet. I walk through cold without a chill, and I drop a can of beer without a spill. You see, I rap a party from a sun to sun. When I rap a party, it is never done. But I rap a party from a week to week, and I rap a party so very neat. You see, I never mess up, I'm not lazy. All the fellas in the house are just to go crazy. I sing them highs, I sing them lows. I bring all the freaks to the toes. Like peaches and herb, herb and peaches. I'm sure of the pearl, the grandmaster's teach. I'm gonna tell you a little story about glory. Hell is deep, it's like an apple disco. Wait to buy you to the hoochie coochie. Go knock, knock, come on in. The party of the night has just began. The freaks are here, no one is dead. Can I hear somebody say go ahead?
Go ahead!
Get up, everybody, into the
We can talk about the matter in the OJ, or talk about the matter over a cup of tea. But whatever you do, conversate with me. You know I know a lot of dudes try to rap to do, but after all, girl, say what can you do? And say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? But that's an old rap, so the dude is sad. Well, I can tell you to your face, don't have to write a letter. The dude is to you, baby, I can satisfy you better. I give you some of this, but at your own risk, cause I'm one man that you can't resist. And then I'm so shrewd to get you in the mood. Before you know it, you'll be in the nude and in your house, and you'll be waiting for me, the man they call the cold press and love, MC Spoonie G.
Freak, freak, it's so unique for us to rock Spoonie G. Out of your seat, I said a freak, freak, it's so unique for us to rock Spoonie G. Out of your seat, I said a rock, rock, a rickety road rock, a rick rock that stereo. I said a rock, 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 rickety road rock, a rick rock that stereo.
Freeze!
Vanderbilt gangsta jeans, I'm the one they fit so mean. I like the Charlie's Angels on the go. Now I'm the angel that you should know. I like Dolly Parton sticking out in the front. I like Blondie making the fellas grunt. I said I get more sex than I get Jay's mind. Hey, gold question lover, I'm twice as nice.
If a change of pace is what you want, get ready. This is a serious joint because my raps are always right on time. Gonna give you the chance to feel real fine. Now if you're in the groove of the beat, come on, boom the G and rap to me.
Say, I will not stop.
I will not stop.
I must keep on rocking.
I must keep on rocking.
Say, I will not stop.
I will not stop.
I must keep on rapping.
I must keep on rapping.
He's the cold crushing lover.
He's a cold crushing lover.
And you know there is no other.
There is no other.
He's MC Spoonie G.
He's MC Spoonie G.
And ain't a man quite like he.
Ain't a man quite like he.
And say one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, girls, let's rock that. Say one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, girls, let's rock that.